Antonio Delgado claimed victory Tuesday night in the Democratic primary for New York's 19th congressional district. He'll face freshman incumbent Republican John Faso in November.
Delgado
received about 22% of the vote in the 11-county swing district.
This is it. It's about you. It's about the people. It's about being out there every day on the front lines from here until November.
Delgado of Rhinebeck delivered a victory speech at Rough Draft Bar and Books in Kingston. Ulster County resident Gareth Rhodes came in second with some 18% of the vote, followed closely by Kingston resident Pat Ryan. Delgado thanked Rhodes, Ryan, and the other Democratic contenders, Greene County resident Brian Flynn, Dave Clegg, and Jeff Beals, both of Woodstock, and Aaron Collier of Cooperstown. And he thanked his supporters.
I want us to believe in our power. Believe in our power. Okay? And we will see this thing through. I love you.
Delgado also acknowledged the support of Citizen Action of New York, where Quentin Cross is lead organizer for the Hudson Valley.
Antonio Delgado is the best person to carry our message of social, racial, economic, and environmental justice. He is the voice of those who are voiceless, the affected communities that we try to build up here at Citizen Action.
And Delgado expressed appreciation for endorsements from Eileen and Michelle Hinchey, wife and daughter of the late Congressman Maurice Hinchey, and Dan Ahouse, Hinchey's former chief of staff.
And I could not think of a better example, a better legacy to attempt with every bit of fiber in my bones to carry on. Could not think of one. So I'm humbled and honored, and thank you to the Hinchey family for that support.
In 2017, Catskill resident Andrea Mitchell attended a rally and told Congressman Faso she was concerned about losing health insurance given her pre-existing conditions. Faso gave her a hug and assurances that such would not be the case, and it was caught on video. The exchange thrust Mitchell into the national media spotlight. Faso voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Now Mitchell appears in an ad for Delgado and cheered for his victory Tuesday.
I think that Antonio has such a comprehensive plan that will get us universal health care now. I think that Medicaid for All is a plan that has to wait. I don't think it's going to pass under Trump. And as a woman with disabilities, I can't wait on that. I need someone with a plan today.
Delgado talks about what is at the top of his platform.
Healthcare. Absolutely. Universal, affordable health care. I'd also argue for infrastructure. We need infrastructure here. Roads, rail, broadband access, cell service. And not far behind that, you got education, you got environment. Those are the areas that I'm focused on.
In a statement, Faso congratulated Delgado and says voters will have a crystal clear choice in November. Faso also took aim at Delgado's having moved to the district last year, saying, quote, "He will soon learn, as the last two Democratic candidates for Congress before him, that our neighbors do not look kindly upon candidates who have just moved into our district and presume to represent us," end quote. Faso won the seat in 2016 over Democrat Zephyr Teachout by about 25,000 votes of more than 307,000 cast, around an 8-point spread. Meantime, Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield also congratulated Delgado, but said, quote, "In all ways, the Delgado victory illustrates the vacating of Democratic Party responsibility for offering experienced, locally sourced, politically progressive candidates to voters in New York's 19th district." Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Kingston.